Ho, ho, ho! I'm Stefan the Storyteller, and I'm gonna read you The Nightmare Before Christmas from Holly Bolly. It was the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hope that Saint Prospect soon would be there. The children were nestled, all snug in their beds, while Alice Divisions danced in their heads. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see Rudy Ratter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, to open the shutters and throw him the stash. The light of the moon on the fresh line of snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wandering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 drunken reindeer. With a little old driver, so wired and wrecked, I knew in a moment they were from Prospect. More rapid than speed freaks, his cursors they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Thrasher, now Dormouse, now Akira and Hellfish, on Coco, on Manu, on the former and Limewax. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now sniff away, sniff away, sniff away all. So up to the housetop the cursors they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and Prospect merch too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and prawning of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Prospect came with a rout. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his toes, and a cascade of white powder rained down from his nose. His eyes were all red and his face full of cheer was split in a smile that ran ear to ear. The stump of the pipe he held tight in his teeth emitted a smoke that smelled heavy like weed. He had a broad smile and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plumped, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings he turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. But I heard him exclaim, when he flew out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."